Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the adorable and effervescent.
It's me, all right.
Mr. Evan. It's a wee soda you have there.
It's a wee soda.
Yeah. It's adorable.
Really. It is adorable.
It's the only
I would
way
give
I can
you
describe
that.
It.
I've never seen an 8 fluid ounce Coke bottle in the wild.
I feel like, yeah, I don't know if you ever did this when you turned 21, but
probably not. I'm a very boring person.
True. But when I first turned 21, I go to the liquor store, didn't know what to buy, didn't no idea what to buy. And then I'm like, oh, that's the Miller Lite or the Budweiser's are really, really cheap, but they're little tiny bottles. So I sit there and I drink like an entire 8-pack. All told, it was maybe 24 ounces total.
Yeah.
Of beer.
It was probably about $10.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was like $5.
Oh,
yeah. Still. But the little pony bottles. So
yeah.
You've gotten the pony bottle.
I have.
The sad and little pony bottle.
And I hate to belabor this point because it feels like I'm...
Not like we've ever belabored anything on the show before.
But I feel like it's needless complaining, but this 8-ounce bottle,
mm-hmm.
If I were to take the cost per ounce and extrapolate it to say a can.
Yeah.
It would be a $3 can of pop.
That is
it's pushing it a little bit.
You know what that is? That reminds me of
and I'll even accept a little bit of adorable tax on it just because the bottle
it's
is
a good
so cute.
50-cent adorable markup.
Yeah, but that's pushing it, I think, a little bit.
It reminds me of the $3 1-liter bottles at God, what was the name of the Chinese takeout place in Dickeytown right next to Espresso Royale?
Oh.
It doesn't really matter. It's just the expensive little Chinese.
Dragon's in the name.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Is it Dragon's? Or, well, I think Little might have been in the name.
Little
China,
Dragons?
Little China Dragon?
No, I think that's a David Bowie song.
Might have been better than a Prince song, too.
It could have been. But anyway, no, I know what you're talking about, though.
So either... All adorable bottles beside.
Yes.
We are at Obento Ya in... we don't know where we are.
We're in Minneapolis.
We
know that.
We identified that as much. But past that, we're pretty much lost. I think we should have laid out the breadcrumbs on the way here.
Well, I know where we are. I just don't know what this area is called.
I would say Como, but that seems like it'd be in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And we're on Como Avenue, or...
We're kind of by Northeast.
Kind of?
We're on the outskirts.
We're kind of by the quarry-ish.
Yeah. But I see, I count the quarry as
and
Northeast.
I think we're kind of by, like, the northernmost part of the U of M campus. Sort of like North Dinkytown.
North Dinkytown. That sounds classy.
I know.
I'd say we go with that. Even if
Nordic.
It's not Nordic? No,
yeah.
No, you see, no.
Yeah.
That just sounds wrong. Well, Dinky Town in and of itself sounds weird.
That's true.
We don't need we don't need to abbreviate it for one thing.
Right.
And we don't need to add additional syllables to it. I think North Dinky Town is good.
Okay.
And if it's not a thing, we should make it a thing. We were discussing this in the car. Like, I've lived in Minneapolis for... I'm doing the math here. Close to 15 years now.
Yeah, once you left home, or
I never
land,
looked.
Never,
I never looked
really
back.
Never, you really never traveled back across.
And
the
I
river.
And I still, I don't know neighborhoods. Like
right.
I don't know neighborhood boundaries.
Hey, who's a part of the shoe, Mike?
Okay. I think we're going to go with a theme here.
There's an adorable theme going on.
Yes,
tiny portions.
Yeah. Granted, it is happy hour.
It's happy hour. That's fine. And it's a sushi place, so
yeah.
I mean, that's it's not like...
Right.
We're not at Chili's, for God's sakes.
Can you imagine that? Wrap your brain around that. Chili-sized portions of a sushi bar.
It would be whole fish wrapped in rice.
Right.
Just an entire just not even skimmed. No. Just eyeballs and everything. Grab that son of a bitch and rice.
Yep.
Speaking of which, I know you didn't follow I know you're not on Facebook, but I want to call attention to this. If you're following us on Facebook, I shared a picture that amused me greatly.
Is it when you posted to Twitter? Because was it about the Chipotle BLT?
No.
Okay, because that was hilarious.
This had to do with Guy Fieri. Some brilliant TV listening programmer had
it was on Reddit.
Was it on Reddit?
It was on Reddit. Yeah.
There's a petite cats for you guys.
All right.
You're welcome. And the whole menu opens up in just a few minutes, so I can take the order if you know what you want. Otherwise, I know what I want.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm actually going to go with the macanolici.
Awesome. And did you want our miso soup, or did you want to upgrade to the winter soup that we have?
What is the winter soup?
It's really good.
It's made of snow.
it has frost. Pork and a variety of different vegetables. It's a heartier, prettier one.
I'll just stick with the miso.
Okay.
That's fine.
Sure. Sounds good.
I'm going to do the octopus salad.
Oh, actually, I'll keep this.
Uh-huh.
The octopus salad.
Sure.
And then can I also get a order of the wasabi tobiko?
Wasabi tobiko?
Yeah. Oh.
Sure. The nigiri or the...
Nigiri.
Nigiri,
okay. And then also can I get a order of the hamachi nigiri?
Hamachi nigiri? Sure.
I'm going to be terrible. Can I get a thing of tamago as well?
Of course.
Yes. Can we keep one?
The nigiri
menu
as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can keep one for sure.
Okay, cool.
Can I ask you what this is?
It's a recorder.
Oh, for your conversation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm a part of it.
There you go.
You're famous.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, tiny portions.
Yeah.
Although, we've already broken it. Adorable.
Adorable.
I feel like we're like trying to console a lover here. It's not adorable. It's not tiny, it's adorable.
It's me.
It's not tiny, it's adorable. So, yeah, it is.
I just got that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When we started the show, it was in the middle of happy hour, or toward the end of happy hour, I guess, technically. So we were at a very limited menu, but we're at the cusp. We're happy hour dusk
we're at
right
the
now.
Break even point of happy
yeah.
hour.
So we went off the happy hour for our first round. We went with the shumai, which are tiny dumplings. I would say about like a stack of nickels.
I would go with like if you measure the distance between like the first knuckle on your thumb to the end of your thumb, that's about the size that they are.
Sure.
Just very
that's
very
about
tiny.
Right.
Little shumai dots.
Like Dippin' Dots, except not ice cream.
Right.
But how are they though? It's shrimp and pork.
Very good. Very very good actually.
And you know, as always, we've never seen a dumpling we didn't like.
Right. And I believe the trend continues.
That's damn good.
Yeah.
Shumai, it's very similar to like a gyoza or any sort of steamed dumpling, although these are not fried, or if they are, they're very lightly fried.
They're spot on. They're
yeah. Yeah. They're perfectly cooked. We also got what they call their petite katsu plate, which is vegetables lightly fried in panko. And we got, looks like...
asparagus?
Yeah, I was going to say it's either asparagus or green bean. Mm-hmm. Got some bell pepper. This also looks like pepper of some kind.
I'm gonna go with sweet potato.
This?
Yeah.
Think so? I'm gonna take a bite. By God, I think you're right.
That's how I roll. That looks like eggplant and zucchini.
It's definitely eggplant. Yeah.
So,
I guess.
So we've shared a lot in our lives, but we're gonna share this too.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Ooh, that's good.
That is good.
I dig this.
Nice little, kind of a hoisin barbecue-y kind of sauce.
Yeah, it's good.
Works well with the fried stuff. It's very lightly breaded and fried.
Yeah.
So again, it's all lightness and fun.
Lightness and adorability.
And adorability. I'm just going to pound through the asparagus
here. That's fine. Then I'm going to take the rest of this.
Go ahead, man.
This guy. Very good.
So how's it going? Sir?
Good. Did you describe the whole thing about the Guy Fieri?
Oh, I did not.
Go
no, sorry.
It.
You got distracted. So someone brilliant TV guide programmer for like, I think it was like Dish Network or something like that, had written a description for Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives that was like a magically animated troll doll.
A troll doll has magically come to life.
Yeah, a troll doll has magically come to life and is traveling America eating garbage. which I think is
spot on.
It's both spot on, but I think it's a little much for his locations. His locations are innocent and fine.
Right.
We've got no beef against them. They did nothing wrong.
Right.
Most of the places they've been, I would eat at.
Right. I would say almost 100% of the places they've been to, I would eat at.
That was brilliant. But anyway, going back to how was your weekend?
It was good. We've got a warm up.
We do. It's 50 degrees right now.
It
feels awesome.
Oh my God. If I was about 80 pounds heavier, I'd say the fat guy weather. But right now, it's just comfortable.
It's the biggest glorious thing for me is you can open the windows at home.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure most people appreciate, but you don't really appreciate that until you have four cats. The ability to insert fresh air into a home with four cats.
That is stagnant, is what you're saying?
It's, yeah.
A little ripe?
Yeah. The only reason why I didn't open the basement window is because there is a 4-foot snow pile right in front of the window.
Right.
So not only is that problem...
gotta take the shovel.
There's a fire code problem there, just in and of itself, but it's preventing me from opening the window.
Man. It is glorious out. The warm-up started yesterday. The warm-up started in earnest yesterday.
Yeah.
And by earnest, I mean Ernest B. Worrell.
Of course. Rest in peace.
So we broke out the grill yesterday.
Mm.
It was game time.
Nice.
A beautiful ribeye steak, baked potato, grilled Brussels sprouts. Oh, spring has sprung, my friend. It was awesome.
Nice. We did not get that far. Much like my basement window, our grill is under snow as well, so.
I did have to take the ice chipper to the, not to the grill per se, but to get around. It also gave me the opportunity to actually take down my Christmas lights since I was that guy this year. It's cold. It's been cold. It's been,
see,
god-awful cold.
And I am of the opinion.
Take a big old bite out of this.
That's fine. I'm of the opinion, and it is not shared by my wife, which is why we didn't do it. But I'm of the opinion that if you're going to have lights up, pretty much the choices are either leave them up year-round or just don't do them. Because I think it feels...
You're that guy. You're that neighbor.
I'm that guy. As long, if they're not turned on, who cares? It's one thing if you got the icicle lights going in June, that's a little weird, but if you can just leave them attached to your house, that's fine. I don't see the value in taking down the Christmas lights if they're not being turned on.
I see your point, but as a person who, you know, let's be honest, I'm never going to be your neighbor. I would be mad if you left them up just because...
Why?
Because it looks tacky.
But it's my house.
What
do I care?
But you're bringing down the value of the entire neighborhood.
I absolutely hate that...
I realize you do.
...that mentality.
That's most of the time because I say it.
It's... That is the most... First off, if it does, that's not my problem.
All right.
Okay. Oh, yes. Sure.
Did you want to eat that last bite?
Oh yeah, shit. Dropping by in here.
I left you.
Just no, I'm good.
I left your eggplant.
No, I just hate that mentality.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't bother me to lower my house value. Because I'm not selling my house, and therefore I don't care about the house's value.
Okay.
And I don't know, I just find that notion repellent for some reason. I don't care what my neighbors do.
Alright.
No.
I think
what do you think?
I think it's give me a second.
Sitting over here, so there you go.
I thought I was
laying
down.
It's fine.
Oh, that's it over there.
It's over here.
There you go. I thought that was the point of having a bench.
second. Just go.
So, I see your point of not wanting to take it down.
Yeah.
I realize it is your only your house. But, you know, people pay taxes just as much as you do. And they're entitled to be able to hold up their end of their house. Call it earning spectrum. So they're entitled to the amount of house appreciation.
Here, okay. Let me. I see what you're saying, but to me, I have a problem with the larger philosophy.
Right.
I have a problem with the fact that one house can affect the value of the other house.
Right.
Like that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking an overall problem with the philosophy.
Right.
The framework by which people are doing this. What I do in my house should have no effect.
Okay.
On other people's houses. It's one thing if I'm, you know, sacrificing animals in it. Or having a metal band in my house. You know. Because that goes beyond the borders of your yard.
I get what you're saying.
You keep it in your yard,
yeah.
I don't see the problem. But whatever.
I can't wait until you have unruly neighbors.
I had them in Uptown all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Uptown right there. It's unruly neighbors.
Yeah, that is. You were the unruly neighbor.
No. God, no. We've told stories on the show about my old Uptown neighbors that we can't really repeat right now.
No, we can't. Actually, I'd like to hear you try.
No, I'm not going to. We'll just say this. There was activities taking place on the porch above our window that I initially thought was robbery. But it turned out it was just a drunken special hug. we'll just leave it at that.
It might be this week's show.
The name is Drunken Special Hug.
Yep. All right, so some more food is arriving.
More food is arriving. Sushi course. Because we've kind of nicely broken this up. We had the appetizers, now we had the sushi course, and we got more of a main course coming up here.
People don't get how elegant we really are.
We plan ahead.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Yeah.
I'll
grab
back to some menus,
okay?
So I will start.
Go ahead.
I got four pieces of nigiri. I got a yellowtail nigiri, which is my absolute favorite. It has gotten to the point where that's what I judge other sushi restaurants against is how good their nigiri is, or how good their yellowtail nigiri is.
Wow.
That being said,
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you. I'm in the process of Instagramming my food.
Right.
And it turns out that the sopes I had at El Burrito Mercado,
yeah,
like, what was that, 3 weeks ago? Two, 3 weeks ago?
Maybe four.
Maybe? Has been sitting in my queue in Instagram.
I was wondering why that never showed up.
It just went out now.
That's...
So...
You're good on the social media.
It's not that... No, it's my phone. My phone is terrible. Because it couldn't find a connection. Anyway, sorry.
So I got the yellowtail nigiri, and then I got a wasabi tobiko, which are my two favorite. And it's hard to find a wasabi tobiko. But when you do, it's usually gold. There's the nori tempura. What on earth did you get?
Well, first off, I got, with my main course, you get a cup of miso soup.
Okay.
So... Well, that's very good. It's very standard miso soup. You know, it's the soup stuff, and you got a little green onion, a little tofu in there. I'm not sure exactly what the green leafy thing is, but...
It's probably seaweed.
Yeah, probably seaweed. But it's very good. It does the job. But then I also got one of my favorite sushis. And for me, it's kind of the benchmark of all... sushi places.
Same thing with my yellow.
Yeah. Which is I got the egg custard, which is the tamago. I realize it's a rare thing, but to me, anybody can buy good fish and cut it right. It takes a special kind of person to make good egg custard.
probably two.
I would agree with you, except for the fact that that's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Well, I guess I've never had egg. I've never had an atomic one, just because it's kind of like getting good fish. I'm getting it something very expertly prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Egg seems, in this case, pedestrian is the wrong word, but, you know, just kind of plain. Does that make any sense?
I can see it, but I don't know. It's just, it's something I latched onto in my early sushi days. And it's just, it's, I think the fact that it's so different than everything else you're going to get,
right?
There's a little sweet, like in the good egg custards, it's a little sweetness to it. It's a little difference in texture.
Okay.
Closest I would come to is probably like tofu or something.
Hey guys, I have an octopus salad.
Right here. That's beautiful. Thank you.
And the husband.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Holy moly. Do you want me to get anything out of the way, or
are
we
still
okay?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm gonna have you take this.
Yeah, you probably take these though.
Then you can move the tamago maybe there, and so it won't fall off.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else
in
the
nope.
Okay, great. Thank you.
But no, I just, this is something I've always liked, and this is pretty decent. Tamago. It's a.
Was it something with French?
Yeah, it's good texture, nice little sweetness to it, kind of eggy quality. And
looks like you got even more of it in there.
I did. That's right.
I think we get the bigger between those.
You got a massive, massive platter.
I did. I got a mess of something. I don't even know what this is. That's
salmon.
That's a whole. Oh crap.
Wow. When you go bento,
bento hard.
Yeah, you do. And yes, we meant that dirty.
Do you want both of them?
Speaking of my phone blowing up.
Is it okay?
You want to give your autocorrect a fit type of sentence about sushi? God damn it. Alright.
You'll be okay over there?
Yeah, I'm just. Again, my phone is terrible. Talk about what you got here.
Well, I got the octopus salad, which looks fantastic. It's very beautiful. It's got a little shredded daikon on top, pieces of what I would assume would be poached octopus, and then served over greens with a sesame dressing. And yeah, it looks great. A little shredded nori on the top as well. Looks pretty damn good. How you doing?
I got their house bento. If you don't know what bento is basically a box lunch.
Right.
In this particular case, it's it's kind of like a really fancy TV dinner.
I was wondering if you were going to go that route.
Well, because if
and you
think
didn't
about it,
disappoint.
Because it's a tray, and it's segmented, and you got different things. It's missing a cherry cobbler.
Or what about the chocolate brownie?
I'm always going to chocolate brownies. But I don't remember being particularly impressed with the TV dinner.
Limited edition.
The Hungry Man.
Apple cobbler, too.
Yeah, any sort of cobbler is good TV dinner fare.
It doesn't make sense to see.
But what I got a mix. I got a great big mix of stuff. I got some grilled salmon.
What does it tell you?
And that is fresh freaking salmon on some rice. Got some yakiniku beef. Some fried panko shrimp. You got some more of that shumai, that pork shrimp shumai.
Those look fried, though.
Those are definitely... Oh, these are a tempura shumai, so unlike the ones we had. We got a little seaweed salad over here. We got some of the creamy potato salad. We got the spicy burdock root, which I think... I don't know where that is. I think that's it.
Right, yep.
You got the little cut, what they call a custard omelet, which is the tamago, the edamame. And you get, like I said, the miso soup. So that is a sampler plate, my friend. Or maybe that's what this is. Although that just looks like a piece of gum. Like a chewed piece of gum.
Tomato? Pepper?
It's not a tomato. I don't know what it is.
Probably pepper.
Could be. So how is your salad, sir?
It's good. It's a lot of greens. I kind of wish I had a fork. But... It's a nice, lightly dressed salad. Kind of a salty, sweet dressing on it, but it's not overpowering. Like I said, it's lightly dressed, so it's not swimming swimming in said dressing. It complements everything well. The nice spring greens on there. The daikon, that kind of light bite of the daikon radish. And then just to have that really succulent, fresh tasting octopus on there too is great. They're very good.
Very good.
I didn't know we were supposed to tackle that.
I know. Well, let's get a little. Get this tempura shumai here.
Down the hash.
Tomorrow's talks about some of the data.
And?
But I like it. Oh, the shumai is awesome. I mean, it's the same, pretty much the same shumai as what we had, but a little more friday.
Now, forgive me if I didn't catch what you said. Yes, you got the Japanese creamy potato salad,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was, I saw that on the menu and I was kind of doing research on where the heck do we go this week. And I was really, really curious about that. So I'm glad you guys actually got that. How's that going for you?
It's interesting. I don't know if I'd call it a potato salad.
How's everything tasting?
Good.
Good. It's, what it's closer to is more like a, loaded mashed potato.
So it's warm?
It's definitely not warm.
Okay.
It's cold. But the when I think of potato salad, I think more big chunks of potato with a sauce and things like that.
Okay.
This is much more of a mash, but it's got a little cucumber in there, a little green onions, and carrot.
A whipped potato salad.
A whipped potato salad, yeah.
Does it have the hard-boiled egg in there? Do we have a discernible hard-boiled egg sighting?
I do not see that. But it's good. You know, it's basically, like I said, just cold mashed potatoes with some vegetables and stuff in it. But ain't nothing wrong with that.
So other than me diving into the grill this weekend, we really didn't do a whole heck of a lot. And I was okay with that. How was your weekend, sir?
It was fine. It was, went out with some friends on Saturday. And, the host of the house that we were at made up sopapillas, which I love.
That's not something you just break out and make. That's, that's serious time and prep.
Mm-hmm. She stepped up. She did a fine job. But we're getting to that time period, especially now that it's warming up, mm-hmm. where they you're not doing as many crock pot kind of recipes anymore. So that was kind of, this is like the last gasp of it. So,
really?
For most people, I don't subscribe to this.
Okay, I was wondering.
Because
for the person who touts that there's no such thing as food seasons.
But again, you know, much like our discussion about the home values, I am forced to live with other people.
Right.
And unfortunately, most of the time, I am forced to abide by their norms than my own.
As strange as they may be.
So it's getting harder and harder to get crockpot meals out. So it was nice to get some of that. But yeah, other than that, we didn't really do much. Made another soda. I make a honey lemonade, which is pretty good. But it takes a lot. It's like a 1-for-1 syrup to water mix. Which, if you're making 2 liters of it,
that's a lot of syrup.
And the syrup is half and half lemon juice and okay. honey. So it's like I would need a half a liter of honey to make that.
That's a lot.
So I was like, but I wanted to make something along those same lines. So I dug around in some other books and found a recipe for this stuff called lemon drop soda, which is a bit stronger. And basically, what's interesting with it, it's almost the same ingredients and almost the same proportion, but it's prepared differently. And whereas with like my the honey lemonade, it's pretty much lemon juice, honey mixed together,
yeah,
put in water, nothing to it. So no cook kind of recipe. What they call the lemon drop soda. It's similar in that it's no cook, but what you do is you actually zest the lemons.
Okay.
And you put the zest in the honey and you let it sit for like 10-15 minutes. So you basically make like a lemon infused honey. Then you strain out all that lemon zest and then pour the lemon juice into that new kind of lemony honey.
Okay.
I would say about half a cup will get you about a liter.
Okay.
So it's much stronger. And I think with a little finesse and a little bit of modification, I think I found my homemade sour recipe. Because it's very close to...
Even with the honey additive?
Even with the honey. I think the honey keeps it from being just straight lemon juice.
Okay.
Which sour is more than just lemon juice. Right. But I think I might try...
The sugar.
Well, it's sugar. But, you know, I might try doing like a little citric acid or something in there. Or what I might do, and I have to try this, is do a little grapefruit in there. Just get a little bit of tartness in there.
Something to cut it a little bit.
Something to cut. Well, I don't want to cut it so much. I just want to round it out a little bit. You know, just because right now it's very much just, this is lemon juice.
Right.
The honey does a little bit to mellow that out, but not very much. So you put a little grapefruit in there, and plus maybe a little bit of citric acid. That brings up the tartness a little bit more and keeps it from being super sour. But I was very happy with that. So
nice.
And I've been really happy with this recipe book that I got for Christmas. So it's been almost 100% success rate. There's one I'm terrified to try because it's one of those where this could be amazing or it could be ungodly horrible.
Okay.
They call it a black lemonade.
It's starting to sound not so great.
And it's basically like a lemon, lemon juice and that kind of stuff. But it adds a little bit of, I'm trying to remember what it was, like almost like a currant, like a dark currant sauce or juice to it, and what they call browning liquid.
Okay. I wish this was a video so people could actually see my response to that, because that sounds horrifying.
It does. It really does.
It sounds like, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like it should be like part of a marinade for beef or chicken.
I never even heard of browning liquid before.
Right.
Apparently it's a thing. It's almost like a gravy base.
Okay.
But it's one of those I'm really intrigued.
That's disgusting. No,
I'm really intrigued.
You could not get me to eat that ever. That's just not happening. That sounds horrible. It sounds like that turkey gravy
Jones soda. That was legitimately horrible.
Switching gears and
sure.
sticking to your crock pot.
Yes.
Because winter, the cold, horrible woman that she is.
Use your words.
Is still, she hasn't quite released her grasp of us yet.
Sure.
So we're gonna have one last hurrah with the crockpot this weekend.
Okay.
So we are in search of a certain ingredient that I didn't think was gonna be this hard to find. But now I'm going to have to get creative and actually go to a meat shop, because girlfriend has a hankering for split pea and ham soup.
Okay.
And she does it proper. And typically anytime, especially around Easter, she'll do split pea and ham soup because we'll have the ham bone. But because a ham bone produces quite a bit of ham,
mm-hmm.
we actually are trying to search down, track down a ham bone. So I'm on a wild goose chase for the next 5 days or so to try to track down said ham bone.
Why not just buy a bone and a ham?
Because we just got ham laying around. I realized, wow, it's so dumb that I get what you're saying, but it's only two of us, and we can't eat that much ham. I could give ham away.
You could, for one thing, but I miss Fat Dave. Fat Dave would not blanch at such an obvious
I'd be making meals out of that extra ham, scalloped potatoes and ham.
We have
eggs and ham.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. We plan out our meals for the week.
I miss Fat Dave too, by the way.
We plan out our meals for the week.
Yeah.
When we go grocery shopping.
Yep.
So this week we've got two kind of pork-based meals coming up.
Right.
One we had last night, which is the hilariously described yummy pork chops. So it's actually the menu recipe is called.
Okay.
Very good. It's basically pork chops.
I can get behind that.
They're baked pork chops in a glaze that's basically ketchup, soy sauce, and honey.
That's really, really close to a recipe my mom made growing up.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I mean, this sounds like Betty Crocker. This is from something my wife's mom made.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is, I'm sure it's that era.
Yeah.
Very similar. Very good.
Yeah.
Had a little, you know, we had some roasted potatoes and pea pods and a little butter sauce there on the side. It was great. The other one is these things that the recipe calls Saigon subs, which are kind of like a banh mi / fried pork chop sandwich mix. Oh, they're amazing.
I really miss that dude.
Either way,
holy moly.
Either way, we have all of these kind of pork chop.
Yeah.
Granted, the recipe calls for pork tenderloin.
So you need to send me this recipe immediately.
Yeah, I can send it to you. I mean, the recipe calls for pork tenderloin, but we're just like, pork chops close enough. Because we can buy a big, like, slab of pork chops. It's like 15 pork chops for $8.
Right.
But the problem is the math doesn't always work out that way.
But would the pork tenderloin give you actually more? Because then you actually have a pork, you know, you cut off what you need and then save
it. No, because then you just make the sandwich. It was more
just,
it's easy.
I'm sorry.
It's easy.
Sorry.
But we have surplus pork chops. Because we need like two or three for the Saigon subs.
I disagree. I don't think that there's actually such
a... Are you still working on that?
Yes, I am. Just a little bit.
There's no such thing.
Well, in terms of the recipes we have planned
out.
I am already making... I'm having designs on the remainder. I'm doing math.
Did you call dibs on that?
We have 10 pork chops.
Yeah.
We need three for the yummy pork chops.
Yeah.
We probably need two or three for the Saigon subs.
Yeah.
So that leaves me four pork chops unaccounted for.
Right.
Okay. Got panko at home, so we could do a little fried like tonkatsu kind of thing.
Right.
We could do that. I'm just coming up with all these scenarios in my head, but I'm gonna just go nuts, I think, because I'm on vacation all next week.
Oh no.
So
it's game on.
Yeah, it's like pork chop for breakfast, pork chop for lunch,
and a shake for a sensible dinner. Just reverse it and add pork.
It's like the Weight Watchers except for pork.
Yep.
Or the Slim Fast.
No. Yeah, Slim Fast. Yeah.
So yeah, I both feel and don't understand your pain when it comes to surplus pork in your house.
Surplus pork actually should be the name of our this week's show.
Should just be the name of our
adorable surplus pork.
Adorable. Might be too much for a thinker.
I doubt, really? I've seen the names of just like our past like 4 weeks, they don't even make sense to me, and I'm on the show.
Hey, last week's was scientific.
It was scientific.
I had to look that up. One thing I like about the creamy potato salad, and not being a big fan of potato salad, this might be a more common thing.
It's just blasphemy in these parts.
I know. I think the problem is...
It seems like something you should love.
I think my big problem is so many potato salads are like I described,
right,
where it's big chunks of potatoes. Where I'm a mashed potato man.
Okay.
And I think it's more I'm just disappointed at... It's not that I dislike it. I'm just... I know they could be better if you just mashed them.
So
I think this might be my happy medium.
My girlfriend makes fantastic potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost tempted to have her whip up a batch just for you to try, just to see if you'd like it, because... Even like the pickiest eaters that she's encountered actually like this potato salad. Mm-hmm. It is the best potato salad I've ever had. And
how much does she cook potato salad? Because my problem with a lot of potato salads is that the potatoes are undercooked.
No, this is a perfectly cooked. So they kind of almost integrate into the sauce a little bit. So you
see, that's what I like.
You still have the potato chunks, but
yeah, and that's very close to what.
But they're yielding into the slurry that is the sauce, and it's got the hard boiled eggs in it.
Because you have to.
Come on.
No, this is very similar to what you're describing. Right. It's I mean, there's distinct chunks, but it's more part of a mash, I guess. But what I like about the Japanese stuff that they have here is there's little bits of apple in it.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a regular thing in apple, like green apple.
Like sweet apple.
Yeah. So it's just like this little bit of tartness that just kind of sneaks up on you.
Okay.
I like it. I'm
that's really odd. That's really odd.
But I think that's a better kind of taste curveball than like raisins, which you see in potato salads.
And stop doing that.
I know, stop doing that.
we've gone over our hatred of raisins on this show.
We have.
It's raisin hate.
Yeah. But I like that apple because, again, it's a little different. It's a little bit of brightness in there. Because it's a creamy potato salad, so it's a little heavy, even though you get a pretty small portion.
Yeah.
I'm beat.
You giving up?
Well, the problem.
You got more than half of your TV dinner there.
I know. Well, do you want some edamame? Because I'm not a big edamame fan.
Oh, I'm just gonna pile it up into this little cubby hole here.
Go right ahead.
Like that.
But you know, the seaweed salad is fine. I actually didn't try this thing yet.
Should I take that bowl?
I think she wants it for dipping sauce.
Oh, for dipping sauce.
Well, that's the burdock right there.
How is that?
That's spicy, is what that is. But it's good. You know, it's just a little simple kind of pickled vegetable salad. I'm not a big fan of the black sesame seeds, which kind of ruins the rice that is the bed of the salmon. The salmon's very good. Very lightly grilled, not really strongly seasoned. It's pretty much just straight up salmon. I like the preparation. I've never seen this before, where it's kind of like a cross section of the fish. It's like they took like a slab out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, cool
like a, it's almost like a mini steak.
You know what I think it is?
I think it's a collar.
Okay.
I think it's a salmon collar because it's such a small cross section of it.
Yeah. But what I like about it is it's got the skin on.
Okay.
So you almost can eat it like a corn on the cob. Which, you know, I'm not a big fan of fish skin, so I hate like cutting around it and having to do that. But this, you can almost eat it like this isn't fish skin. This is salmon rind. This is
salmon bone.
Salmon rind. No, it's salmon rind. It's like cantaloupe.
But
it's good. It's good salmon. The negamaki. I think it's negamaki. It's the beef.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
But yeah,
no, yakiniku.
What?
Yakiniku
beef. Which is close to a negimaki. It's a different sauce, I believe. That was very good. The shrimp tempura. Big pieces of shrimp.
That looked fantastic.
That was very good. I probably should have got that first because it cooled off pretty significantly by the time I got to it. And I think it would have been better if it had been kind of warm. But this is a very satisfying meal. I just need to tell them to take off the black sesame seeds. I'm not a fan.
I'm kind of with you on the black sesame seed thing. My favorite sushi restaurant in the cities is Sushi Fix right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. But they make a couple rolls that are a little bit heavier on the sesame seeds that I prefer. One of them is just, it's overwhelming.
Really?
And to me, sesame seeds add a little bit of nuttiness, a little bit of
toastiness. A little goes a long way, though.
But a little goes a long way. And I think that ends up being kind of being the undoing of a lot of recipes. It's just kind of overdoing that one key ingredient where you just need to use it so sparingly.
Mm-hmm. And if I have any complaints, it's that it's just the white rice in general. Not only got the black sesame seeds, but the rice itself is kind of meh. I would have liked more of a sushi rice. This is more of just a straight white rice.
Okay.
So you put a little of the vinegar in there, I think that would have helped it quite a bit. But one thing I'm thinking about, I've been thinking about this. Is there any good, and I have to phrase the sentence very carefully, is there any good
black as in the color food. Where the food itself is just black.
No, black licorice is terrible.
Black licorice is terrible. The only argument I can think of is like a blackened fish.
Black olives. I like black olives.
Black olives taste like foot.
They don't.
So, yes, they do. So, but again, so my theory is still continuing with this. There's no good black food.
But even regular sesame seeds are too much.
Well, no, I'm not disagreeing with you there. I'm just talking, and this is more of a side thought that just came to me.
Okay. You're crazy.
Yes, but okay. If the best example you can come up with is black olives, that case is not strong.
Give me a week. I can get back to you.
Come up with it. Or maybe the listeners will let us know. Speaking of listeners, we should talk about what we're going to do this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. We've
got a busy Saturday ahead of us.
We have a big day ahead.
We got a big day.
We might go to Home Depot.
You're going to go to Home
Depot. Olive Garden. I don't know. We might not have enough time.
And Olive Garden. My goodness. I'm going to sneak in an IKEA trip into there somewhere.
Yeah, there are about three people that got that joke, the joke I just did. So.
Well, I'm not one of them.
No, you're not.
So. But yeah, we got a big day.
Biggest of days.
One of the biggest days we've had in a while. For a couple reasons. One, and this is one of the rare situations where we can actually promote a show before we've recorded it.
Right.
But next week, so next Monday when we normally record is St. Patrick's Day.
We have a strict adherence.
Strict policy, do not record on St. Patrick's Day, right. Because any place that's open is going to be full of idiots. Granted, the first year...
Granted, any restaurant that we're in...
Well, it's not necessarily full of idiots.
We bring the idiocracy.
Yeah, we like to be the biggest idiot in the place.
Right.
And that's hard to do on St. Patrick's Day. Granted, the first year we did Christos, and doing a Greek restaurant on... St. Patrick's Day was brilliant.
And but the next year we did
was a little tea. It wasn't the next year we did little tea.
No, because we went Greek, then we went to an actual Irish place like the week before because it fell on like a Friday or something like that.
I want to say Cooper. Was that Cooper?
Might have been Cooper. It might have been the place across from Surtix.
Oh yeah, Keegan's.
Keegan's.
Yeah.
And then the year after that we went to Chinese.
The Chinese restaurant. So anyway, we hate doing it, so we're going to record ahead of time.
Yes.
So we're going to do it's been far too long since we did a breakfast show.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
But we're going to finally be doing the buttered tin.
Yes.
So.
Now, we've both had the buttered tin. I've actually had it, you know, full on.
Yeah, I've
had the full Monty, yeah. And you've had it in sampling and since mattering, so we're both, I think it's suffice to say, we're both equally jacked about this show.
We're pretty excited.
Yeah.
It's one of the better places, one of the places we're looking forward the most.
Right.
So there's that.
But that's ball bananas.
Actually, we're recording it before the next thing, but
yes.
Releasing it after. So there's some internet time travel going on here. But after that, we're going to be heading down.
Somewhere.
To somewhere, a place we have to look up.
Hold on, let me find it.
We were very graciously invited to come on Stephanie March's radio show.
Do you know the name of the radio show?
I used to. We should really look this up.
Hold on, I'm on it.
Okay, but it's on 107.1 Talk. The show is 1 to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Wow. So we're going to be doing that. We're there for the whole hour. We're very excited. We're going to talk about the show. We'll talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day.
I know exactly where it is.
You know exactly where it is? Like, was I right? Is it in St. Paul? Or
yeah, the KSTP station.
Oh, it's University. The KSTP. Okay. For some reason, I was thinking it was at the NPR station.
Yeah.
But so that's going to be going down 1 o'clock, 107.1, if you're in the Twin Cities area.
My talk. Yes, sir.
107.1, and I believe it'll be streaming as well. I do not know that for sure, but we'll figure it out. We'll get that figured out. We'll have links to everything available on our website and on Facebook and all that, so people can listen. I've been told that there's going to be a call-in section.
Yes, I
read
that as well.
Which is both hilarious and terrifying.
What's the worst that could happen?
I don't know. Your mom could call.
I'm gonna have.
If your mom calls, I think that would be
hilarious.
That would be awesome.
Don't challenge her.
I will. She will listen to the show.
She listens to the show. So
you have to bet on her being behind.
Yes. Did you guys want to look at the dessert menu?
No,
thank you.
Yeah.
It's a weekly dish.
Weekly dish, yes. I'm very sorry. I knew that at one point, but I was distracted. All right.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, 107.5, 107.1. They have said that enough now. But again, all those links and stuff will be in the show notes, as well as we're going to do a special post on the brand new Fancy Bass Gangsters website. It's up, it's working, it's glorious.
So proud.
It looks nice.
You're like a proud parent.
We're putting on the final touches. There's like one or two things we need to get down. Like, we forgot to add all the ad banners. Which, granted, we were never making a ton of money on those anyway, but it's
but
nice
we might
that
now.
We might now, with the literally thousands of listeners.
Yeah, tens of,
but, you know,
of people.
If you listen, if you listened to the show we did at, thank you, at The Rabbit Hole, that was kind of a unplugged version of this show. This will be slightly more sedate.
You realize I am going to make a note card for myself.
Do not swear.
Do not swear.
I've already told her. I've already told her that you're. That's your mantra.
Not be more scared of that.
Here's the thing. It'll be me that does it.
That's the best part.
It'll be me that
I'm
going to
make a card for you too.
If anyone doesn't know, I don't need a card. I just. It all depends on how loopy we get at the Buttered Tin.
I'm not drinking anything. I might make water and maybe a coffee to get myself a little hopped up. But,
yeah.
That I could not be more terrified at this point.
I think
not
be,
nervous.
I think
but
it'd
just
be fine.
Like,
and they're probably on a delay, so you could probably bleep.
I hope so. I hope so.
We should ask.
It's gonna
we should
happen.
Really ask.
Yeah, we should know this ahead of time.
Yeah.
But I'm going to prepare myself. Actually, this has been good practice this week.
Yeah, we've been very good. I think I let one slip, but that was
very early on.
Yeah, it was very early on. So yeah, check out the website. Just check out the website because I think it's a beautiful website. It works really, really well. So check that out. But also check us out on the radio, the real radio, live and everything.
Holy cow. Moving on up.
I know. It's pretty exciting. So what do we think? What do we think of Rebenta?
I enjoyed it.
Have you been here before?
I have not been here before.
Okay. Because I have.
You have?
I have, yeah.
Really? Then how come you didn't know how to get here?
Because it was years ago.
Okay.
I mean, it was a while ago. Plus, I have no navigational sense.
Exactly. There's no way we're getting back home.
Well, we've got a phone, so.
I really enjoyed Obento. The sushi was very delicately prepared. Adorable, might be.
It was adorable.
Yeah, it was adorable as well. No, the yellowtail was good. I really didn't have anything bad to say about that. The wasabi tobiko was. Because most wasabi tobikos are not house made, they're just usually piled in. This one tasted a little bit more manufactured.
Okay.
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but because they were still a little bit smaller row than I'm used to.
Okay. So you're saying not fresh squeezed?
It wasn't fresh squeezed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just imagine like a rolling pin. Just rolling out that salmon. It's like a tube of toothpaste.
That's disgusting.
I'm going to ruin that dish for you.
You really are. The octopus salad was good.
Looked good.
Yeah, it was.
Definitely got your fiber for the day.
Yes, I did. I got my green leafy vegetables.
Yeah, he did.
I wanted a little bit bigger portion of octopus on there, but given the portion sizes that we got, it was kind of par for the course.
Okay.
I'm not coming away, you know, stuffed, but I'm satisfied.
I think it's hard to get uncomfortable full on Japanese food.
I disagree because I've done it many times. Fat Dave's done it a lot.
Let me modify this slightly. It's very expensive to do that. It's hard to do that. Yeah. On human portions,
right?
If you want, you can get stuffed to the point of uncomfortableness with rice cakes if you really try. But I'm saying if you're doing it like in sensible dollar amounts, it's hard to do that.
Right.
It's hard to get uncomfortable, but you can still get that satisfied.
Yeah. I was really impressed with the what was the thing on skewers we got before the
petit katsu.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. I enjoyed that a lot more than I thought I was going to. Yeah, and that is, and that was $5 for that.
That's
only available during the happy hour.
Right. The sweet potato was awesome. It was like a really, really good pan-crusted sweet potato fry, and I really, really enjoyed the.
Are you sitting upside down?
The pepper. The
red pepper.
The red bell pepper.
Yeah, that red pepper was very good.
Yeah. So those are two nice surprises. I don't think I'd order the shumai again, even though they're really good. It was just, I would not share that with anybody.
No,
if I
mean,
got it again, I'd really, there are other things on the menu I'd want to try.
Yeah, I mean, they were very good. It's just, for me, it was the size.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
This way you can see the pork. You don't
want to. Yeah, it's just, I don't want to say I can't excuse that, but it's right. Just, it comes into play.
That being said, everything was great, and if somebody said, hey, we're going to Obentoya, we want to meet us for dinner, or my girlfriend said, hey, let's try this place out, I'd be like, cool. Am I driving from Minnetonka to here? No, I'm not.
No.
No, I'm not. I've got four sushi places between here and there. Now, granted, this one is a little bit more sedate, very, very chill.
Mm-hmm.
This is the yin to the yang that is Masu, because they have very, very similar menus in terms
of the
unique kind of salads and plates and just different offerings there.
It's not a straight up sushi place.
Exactly.
There's a mixture of different kinds of foods.
So if you're looking for that same sort of experience,
this feels more neighborhood than Masu.
Exactly.
Masu is trendy.
And
it's very in your face. It's very, very hip.
Yeah.
And
but I get the same sort of food vibe.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm completely with you. My bento box was outstanding. I would say it would be hard to go wrong if you got like two or three people, just get a couple of those, because they kind of serve as almost like sampler plates, just because you've got three different kinds of proteins, you've got different kinds of salads, you've got a couple of the appetizers, you've got, you know, there's a good mix of stuff. You know, if you want to just wail on it yourself, I think you're not going to get a horrific amount of food. It's not going to be, like, you know, mentioned, it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to feel uncomfortable afterwards.
Right.
But you could easily share, like, I could have easily shared that with you. We could just have that one box and we would have been okay. Maybe get, you know, the sampler.
Or some sushi.
Some extra sushi or something like that. I think that's a good thing to base a meal on.
Spot on.
Just because all of the individual pieces were very good, other than the rice, which we talked about.
I think I did figure out where we are.
Well, that's good.
Because the Burrito Loco delivery driver just drove past. Which is important, because then you have to be within the Burrito Loco. So we're near Dinky Town.
Did you just do like the food equivalent for like putting your ear on the railroad tracks?
No, it's right there. It's right there.
Well, I understand you could see it, but it was more.
We've discussed my whispering abilities. You know, the horse whisper.
You're a burrito whisperer.
Well, and pizza.
And pizza. What happened to Fat Dave?
I killed him.
He's trying to get out though.
I know he really is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did we discuss on the show my pizza whispering abilities?
I don't remember. I don't even remember what your pizza whispering abilities are.
A couple weeks ago.
Let's finish up our thoughts on this. I'm with you on, I don't know if I'd drive out here on its own, but I'm totally with you. If people are going out to this place, I would be more than happy to jump on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff on the menu, too. Like, I wouldn't mind trying out a bunch of different things. It's a huge menu. I would venture to say it's almost bigger than Masu's.
I think it's, if not, it's pretty darn close.
It's darn close, which, given the comparative size of the two places, that really says something about this, about Obentoya. But, you know, it's got a good smattering of sushi rolls and bento and izakaya and all of those things.
It'd be a great place to bring somebody who is completely against sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's
maybe not against it, just unfamiliar with it.
But there's a lot of non-sushi offerings on the menu.
That's true.
And you can still be happy with if you're wanting to get sushi.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shortage of safe choices for a lot of people.
And they do, speaking of Masu, they do robata here as well. So you can get one of my favorite things of Masu. I forget what they call it there, but here they call it the bacon roll, which is the quail egg wrapped in bacon on a skewer.
Yes.
Like, that's Evan food right there.
Right.
Like, it's hard to beat that whatsoever. But let's quick talk about your pizza whispering.
The pizza whispering is that we were at Byerly's a couple weeks ago, and it was Saturday, so sample day, which is important.
Okay.
Now we were two to three aisles over from the frozen food section.
Oh, you did tell me. Okay, yes.
I don't know if we discussed this on the show. We were 2 to 3 aisles away from frozen food section, and I'm pushing the cart along, just kind of minding my own business. Girlfriend's checking things off the list. And I look up from the cart. I said, we gotta move. She's like, what? I'm like, we gotta move. We gotta get going.
It's like, can we finish here? I'm like, nope. So I start steering the cart away from her. And I head towards the frozen food section. And wouldn't you know, the guy is literally cutting the pizza as I walk up, and I get the first slice of pizza
onto the napkin. I think what it was...
I am the pizza whisperer.
You may call it pizza whispering. I'm willing to posit that you used one of the senses that everyone has called smell.
Right.
I believe you probably smelled it.
But I knew it before anybody else knew it. It was coming out. I could not have timed better.
Well, that may be.
Even my girlfriend was kind of creeped out, like, because I was we were far enough away that she's like, and she has a pretty keen. I mean, living with me, she has a pretty keen sense of smell.
But here's the problem: you were formerly Fat Dave.
Right.
If it is one thing I have learned is you never lose those fat senses.
Okay.
So I think that's just leftover spider sense.
Residual fatness.
I think you got fat brain.
I might have fat brain.
Yeah. Embrace it.
Here I thought I had a superpower.
It is a kind of superpower. It just comes from a shameful place.
If I was in like the bakery and I smelled it, that would be impressive.
That I would give you. Yeah. That I would give you.
I was kind of in the produce section. So
we're trying to milk it. Just accept
Sorry.
It. That would need... How about this? We'll make it the same standard that the Vatican has for declaring a saint.
Okay.
Saints, you have to have, I believe, two miracles. Okay. You can't just have one miracle. You have to have two.
So
if you can do it again, then I might believe you.
Challenge accepted,
okay.
Sir.
But you can't be trying to do it.
So, but it needs to be some other. It can't be the same miracle. It's got to be something along the same lines.
I'm willing to step along the same lines.
Like maybe I can somehow find if I'm driving, a road up north, and I'm like, pull off at a random bar, and that bar has bar pizza. Does that count?
I would say it'd have to be Heggie's pizza. Bar pizza alone is not sufficient.
What if it's like Bertello's or something like that?
Something
but they
good.
They have the
good,
old
good.
Style pizza oven.
Okay, then that is
that
acceptable.
That should count for something.
That is acceptable.
Okay.
Okay. So.
All right.
So we'll keep an eye out.
I haven't earned my sainthood yet.
Yeah.
Saint Dave of pizza.
Yeah. I think you've been. I don't know what the term is, because there's canonized, which is the same thing, but there's a step below that.
Okay.
It's like ratified or something. That's not what it is, but it's something...
Beatified?
That might be it.
We're not masters of the Catholic religion.
Well, yeah.
Good Lord.
That's pretty sad. Anyway, it's all just, again, a quick reminder, check us out on Saturday, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. 107.1 FM and probably on the web as well. All those links will be in the show notes on the new website. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfitguidetolife, foursquare.com/wellfitguidetolife, twitter.com/wellfitguidefpg, and Instagram @wellfedguide. I think it's just wellfedguide on Instagram. So, which we just posted a ton of pictures from here, as well as apparently El Burrito Mercado. So...
We're not good with this.
That is 100% my phone. I'm not even taking any except of that. But anyway, thank you as always for listening, and we'll see you next week.